Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast, a place to discuss pain, passion, and pursuits.
Yes, yes. I want to feel alive.
Breathe.
Make some moves.
Protect the throne. This is Sexy Freedom Media Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast. It's your girl, Helen Edwards, and
January Liddell. Aloha.
Good morning, January.
Good morning, bright and early.
Usually we do these podcasts on Friday afternoons, but today we're doing it on Saturday morning. So when you're hearing this, you'll probably hear it, Sunday when we launch it, or next week or during the week. And we just want to remind you to subscribe if you haven't already to our YouTube channel, or follow us on Spotify or iTunes. And there's always some bloopers. And remember, if this show or any of our episodes has touched your life in any way, please share. And thank you for tuning in and listening with us. January, what's up?
I am doing amazing. How are you doing, Helen?
Oh my gosh, this morning's all really fun. Really fun. If there's any dead air in the beginning of this clip, it's because January lost her mic for some reason. So she's back.
I'm back. I'm here. We can talk now. You can hear me.
Yeah, this has been an exciting week. Actually, there's our topic today is faith over fear, making our faith stronger than fear. But before we actually jump into that, I think I really want to ask you about your week, January, because you have some exciting news to share with our audience.
I do. So Thursday, not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before, I woke up and I decided I'm going to write a children's book about financial literacy. And that was Thursday. But mind you, I've been pregnant with this idea for 3 years. So 2021 was when I wanted to write a children's book. Initially, it was going to be about health and wellness. And I woke up on Thursday, I said, oh my goodness, I'll just do a book about financial literacy. So that was Thursday. Well, I finished my manuscript on a Tuesday, sent it in to my publisher. I'm a part of children's books, authors, publishers, Facebook page. And for some reason, it must have been on that Wednesday or something when I was like tagged with something. And I said, oh, I completely forgot I was a part of this group. And so Thursday was probably when I woke up and I said, I'm going to write a book about financial literacy. So that led me down the rabbit hole. Of course, I talked to you, Helen. I felt it's important to talk to other authors who have already paved the way. And so I reached out to you. I reached out to other authors to ask them questions and pick their brains. And of course, there's a lot about the author world that I didn't know. And it was quite overwhelming, actually, because there's so many different moving parts being an author. And anyway, I posted that I was going to do this children's book, and I got so many referrals. People were, messaging me to be their editor or to be my editor and or illustrator. So I got a lot of tagging, which was amazing. That just makes me feel like, wow, there's so many talented people out there. And so I continued on this journey, Angelia sent me a link and she said, this would be great to attend. It was a free event. I said, okay, I will. And it was with Miriam Landry and Jack Canfield. And honestly, I didn't know Jack Canfield until he said Chicken Soup for the Soul. I'm like, oh yeah, I have like a couple of those books. So I went to that class on Saturday. So Thursday I decided, Saturday I went to that class, decided I was going to do that class because I felt I needed to really understand what it means to have a children or to write a children's book. I thought I knew. And I wrote out a draft and I sent it to you, Helen. I sent it to the ladies and I said, okay, I think this is my story. Then after I went to this class, it was like a light bulb click. I'm like, oh, that was too many words for kids. So I needed to condense it and change it. So that was Saturday. And then Tuesday was when I finished my manuscript. spoke to several different authors, several different publishers and editors. I'm like, wow, this is a lot of information. And I said, who am I going to choose? Well, anyway, I had this conversation with this one woman, amongst many others. Okay. Well, this one woman, there was something about her and I don't know what it was. It was like the energy. It was something about her. I said, I can feel this woman and this is it. And then for my illustrator, because I did ask, typically when you hire a publisher, they have illustrators for you. But I did mention to her, I think I found one and I really like her. And the way I found this girl was through a rabbit hole again. I'm not really sure how I found her, but I found her little bee. And so that's the character. So I guess I'm kind of putting it out there. The character's a bee. And this particular bee caught my attention. I said, oh my gosh, I love this bee. There was another woman I was talking to, great artist. And I don't know. I think it was just the communication with the other person clicked more than this person. And so anyway, long story short, I have a publisher. I have an illustrator. I met with the illustrator the other day, meeting my publisher today. So yeah, span of a week.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I'm thrilled. I'm over the moon. I'm so excited because I know we're both authors, but your first book, you were more of an author that took part of a book with other authors. It was a contribution book. And I've done one of those, and it's not the same as writing and coming up with the original story, coming up with the creation of it, the illustration, everything, the whole, like you said, the whole birthing process is you carrying this book and making it come to life. So for this, and you know what, January, I think you're the perfect person to write a children's book. You're so passionate about children and teaching them about money. You have young children yourself. You talk to children. I've seen your post and I love the idea of the bee. I think it's so cool.
I love the idea of bee, and it came across. Well, one, I love bees. Bees are so vital in our society, you know, and there was one book in particular that talked about bees. It was like fairies and bees. I'm like, oh, this is so cute. And then of course, Angelia created that trailer for me and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, this is it. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this book. I'm excited to share it. The whole process, really, the journey to get to like actually holding a book is pretty awesome. I'm like excited to like get it in the mail.
You actually did it fairly fast. Normally, like you said, it took you 3 years, but when you set your mind to it, you had it done within a few days. And I was really impressed because that's how it should be when you're passionate about something. You just like come through. I mean, everybody's got their own timeline. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're currently writing a children's book and it's taking you years, don't worry. Like everybody has their own birthing timeline. But January, this is so exciting because at a time where financial literacy is so needed, especially at a young age, I think this is going to be really great and powerful for our kids.
Yeah, I really hope so. I hope that this book impacts people and, you know, people see it as just a way to talk about money and the household. I think that's one thing that I want to normalize is that you should be talking about money. You know, you should talk about money management, wealth management. I love that. So I love that we, in our circle of friends, our friends talk to their children about money, which is awesome. And that's just, it's normal for our circle of friends, but I'm not sure how normal it is for other people. So I'm excited. I'm actually going to introduce the book to the children that I'll be talking to next week. So next week I have another career day that I'll be involved with. So I'm excited to share that. Yeah. So yeah, it does take time. I do want to share that. I was on a roll. Once I made the decision, I was on a roll to just get it done. And I have this urgency to get it done because I've been thinking about it for 3 years. So I think that's part of the reason why I was kind of like, I could do this. I could do this. And I was that little train just chugging away.
Ooh, I love that statement right there is definitely going to lead us into our subject of today because it's about turning our faith into something stronger than our fears. And you, like you said, you thought about this for 3 years, and then all of a sudden you're at this place where you're like, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. So what was that for you? What can you explain how that faith became stronger than your fears in this aspect of getting this one specific goal on a roll?
Oh my goodness, that's a good question. I think I felt a sense of urgency, and it's a sense of urgency because it has been like such a long time. And I think the fear was already there. So I already had the fear for quite some time, and the doubt of like, can I really create this book? You know, I'm not an author, and I said that, you know, I'm not an author. And I think there were other like negative self-talk, you know, like I don't think I can write well, and you know, all these different scenarios. But then at the end of the day, what I thought about was, this is more vital. Like it's more vital to actually talk about it and to put it out there. And you know what? If people like the book, great. If people don't like the book, that's okay too. And I think for me, I'm just, and you know, I'm a Christian. You know, God is really important in my life, and God is the center of everything I do. And so, I actually have a tattoo. So I have a tattoo that says "Let go, let God." Right, so let go of God. And so for me, even if I do feel the fear, I have to just let God, you know, take over, and my faith take over, you know. And I think that's my driving force. My driving force is, okay, I can't see it. I can't see what the end is. I can't see like how this is gonna work out. But I just have to just jump in, you know, just take that leap, just jump in and just do it. And you know what, if I fail, I fail. If it is a success, then it's a success. The whole idea is I did it. I did it. I jumped. I said I was going to do it, and I did it. So hence the fear over faith.
Oh, hence faith, the faith over fear. Fear.
Faith over fear.
Yeah. So I'm reading this book called You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. And I've read the You Are a Badass at Making Money. But with this book, I read, what brought me to this subject was this one little paragraph that says, you know, as a French author and fearless truth seeker, André Gide so aptly put it, one does not discover new lands without consenting to lose sight of the shore for a very long time. And she said, this is about your faith being greater than your fear. And I think when people think of the word faith, mostly they automatically think of God or a higher power or a higher source, which is true, because faith is a bigger aspect. It's believing, like you said, you can't see faith and you can't see fear. So choose to put your energy and your belief in one of those and make it stronger. And you know what, when I read it, it actually reminded me of that story that you always tell about the two wolves inside of you. And just to reiterate, can you tell that story again?
I love that story. So that story is about grandpa and his son, and the grandpa talks about that there are two wolves, there are two energies, wolves inside of us. And they're fighting, they're battling inside. And the grandson says, well, which wolf wins? And then the grandpa says, the one that you feed. It's such a like great, simple story, but it's so true. Whichever wolf you feed is the one that's going to be the winner.
Oh, yeah. I think it was so simply put. You know, make your faith stronger than your fear. And I kept telling myself that because I've been struggling a lot since the beginning of this year, more than I have in the past few years. And I was like trying to find out where my footing is. And, you know, I was dealing with a lot of imposter syndrome in the financial industry because that's, you know, I'm brand new to that. And I just, there's a lot of grace I had to put on myself and a lot of things I had to reassure myself and a lot of just consistently reaffirming and validating what I was doing was the right path for me. And then when I just read that little short line, I was like, oh my gosh, things are so much more simpler than we sometimes make them out. Sometimes we create this chaos out of chaos and we expand it. We expand it ourselves when it doesn't need to be expanded. And going back to you writing the book, and you're just like, okay, one day I just woke up and I was like, okay, this has been on my mind for 3 years and I'm going to do it. And sometimes that's what it takes. You have the right chemistry in one day and that faith just takes over. It's just like it acts on its own entity. Like it could be like for you, it's God. God took over, right? For me, it's like universe and source. It just took over. And it's like, today's the day you're going to get up and you're going to conquer. And it's so powerful if we let that be the driving force in our life, right?
Yeah, so there is this class that I took, and I mentioned it before, and it's with Tasha Chen. And one of the things that I learned from that class was inspired work, inspired work. And because when you're inspired, then you're more inclined to actually do it because you're inspired. Tasha Chen suggests go out for a walk, just listen to some music, just get that energy back. And I think to decide, right? The whole idea is decision because you have a choice between faith and fear. And we have choices all the time. In fact, we make, I think it was like between 33 to 35,000 choices a day. That is huge. And I think the biggest part of it all was I made the decision. I made the decision to just go for it, despite not knowing like what the whole process was. I said, I'm just gonna go for it. Much like my marriage. My marriage was like a leap. It's like, okay, what am I gonna do here? Am I gonna just like not, marry? 'Cause I just did not, at that time, did not feel like I was ready. I don't know if I'm ready. And anyway, I did it anyway. So I jumped like anything. I think it's just taking that leap of faith.
I don't think we realize how much we spend our day subconsciously acting out of fear or love. And you can change the word love into like faith. You don't realize like what you're doing throughout your day. When you get in your car and you go out there to drive, you are acting on faith that you're going to be okay, not getting a wreck that day, make it to your destination, have a good time seeing whoever you're trying to meet or going to work, make that money. We don't realize like how much we're already designed to be proactive in our faith every day and fear as well. Sometimes we're driving on autopilot and we're just living by fear alone instead of by faith alone. And that's where conscious comes in and plays a big part because you consciously woke up and you're like, I can do this. I'm doing this. I'm making the decision. So the decision making is the conscious part. The autopilot is the subconscious part. And sometimes we forget that. So it's really important to bring awareness into your life today and say, okay, am I acting out of faith or am I acting out of fear? What am I, and if I am acting out of fear, what am I afraid of? And how can I feed the wolf that's going to make my faith stronger today and believe in myself and believe in my dream?
Oh, I love your analogy. I love that you're talking about, well, we're talking about just consciously. There's consciously and then subconsciously, and what do we do? And what I was thinking about was when I go to sleep at night, I actually put on my headphones and I listen to this thing because I'm a part of Mind Valley, and there's this meditation called Manifesting Your Dreams While You Sleep. And I have a feeling that also kind of played a part because I'm constantly like feeding that portion, right? That portion of my being. And I feel that's kind of what pushed me more to just do it, because fear is inevitable. We're gonna have fears about anything and everything, And I think what I've learned is you just have to feel the fear and do it anyways. I feel like that was one of our podcasts. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And it has a lot to do with faith.
Right. But the cool thing I've learned about fear is that fear is not always a negative thing. Actually, fear is a signal that your brain is telling you it's trying to protect you. It's trying to make the best decision to survive because we're hardwired to survive because there's a lot of things in this world that were blueprinted and hardwired to hurt you. And so it's more of a protective thing. It's trying to always protect you. And the faith is like, pushing through that and saying, no, I got this. I believe in myself. I believe there's more out there for me. I believe there's better things for me and my family, for myself, for my love, for my health, all of those. Faith is that it's very magical and it's very prosperous and abundant. But the fear is what we have to kind of break through, because it really is kind of like the gates keeping us in to protect us, or it's keeping us locked into something that's really unhealthy. But fear doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know the difference between what's bad and good for us. That's where you have to make a conscious decision. Like, it's actually hurting me more to live in fear. And I heard something really interesting. So there's this saying that a lot of us say when we're trying to go after our dreams, and we're like, we got to take a risk. We got to take a risk and go after our dreams. Well, what I heard was, you're actually taking a bigger risk by staying stuck in fear, by staying where you're at, because you're not growing, you're not thriving. So the risk is actually greater to stay where you're at rather than to, quote, take the risk out.
Oh my gosh, what I just had an image. I had an image, because you're right. The greater risk is not jumping and taking that leap. The greater risk is being stuck and stagnant because of fear. And I think a lot of people, you know, we were talking about this one jar of jumping fleas. Okay, so the jar. So once the lid was open, the fleas started, jumping fleas, I guess, stopped jumping. So they stopped jumping. And then even their offsprings did not jump, even though the lid was open and they were able to jump out. So it was that fear of, well, it's not going to work anyway, or it's not, you know, we've been jumping and it didn't work. And so they had that trapped mindset. And I feel like that's what it is for a lot of us. A lot of us is we have this trapped mindset that I'm comfortable where I'm at, and I don't want to move past this comfortability because of fear of, you know, what's out there, fear that what's out there. And there's another image that I was thinking of, and it was Jesus or God, or, you know, he was kneeling. I don't know if you've seen this picture, but he's kneeling, and there's a little girl in front of him, and the little girl has her little, I'm just going to bring Stitch. So the little girl has this little teddy bear. Okay. So I'll say Stitch. And God is reaching out, but he's got this like bigger, and I'm going to get Totoro. So he's got this bigger gift. Okay. He's got this bigger thing. So instead of the little Stitch that the little girl has, God had this bigger thing for her. She just had to let it go. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, is letting go and letting faith, you know, letting God take over it, because you're so comfortable with where you're at. You know, it's hard to just release it.
Oh, that makes so much sense. I actually was re-listening to some podcasts that me and Rob did before, you know, way back, like years ago in 2020. And then I was trying to listen to all the podcasts that we did to kind of share them with our group since we're getting married soon. And I wanted to just make sure there wasn't anything too freaky in there, you know, to share it. And then I re-listened to it and I was like, wow. And then I listened to me and yours, the podcast we did on, He Said Yes, and reliving and rehearing the stories about how I got to where I'm at and how I took that leap of faith, it really reignited me. I'm telling you, this week was full of reignition for myself. Wow, I was this wild, free-spirited woman. I still am, but there was way more in me back then. What was my mindset? Where was I at? And as I'm listening to us talk about it, I'm revisualizing everything I did and how I cried and how I was so scared, but I was like, I know he's out there. I know my person's out there. And I've just, exactly what you just said, I've got to let go. I've got to let go of everything that's holding me back, all the fears. And that same faith needs to be applied in other parts of my life. And I realized faith is not just a one way street. It's wide open. It's freedom based. It's love based. It's universal. And once again, the reason why I'm struggling with certain parts of faith in my life and certain areas of my life is because I put faith in a box. And faith, just like freedom, just like truth, just like love, once you put it in a box, it becomes something else. It's no longer what it is. It's no longer free. And without that freedom, you're conforming it to what you are, which is a part of, there's fear inside of you, instead of what it is, allowed to be a full expression of this manifestation of something so big that we can't even, again, put in a box. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that you said we put fear in a box, or we put our faith in a box, and we just kind of wrap it up. I think it's the whole idea of being comfortable, right? Being comfortable and being like, just, I'm cool. This is like, I don't want to go past it. And we're not realizing that, well, if we do go past it, there's something much bigger, much amazing, much more abundant, you know, for us if we just take that leap. And I really love this topic because I think that fear can keep us not from growth. It can keep us from growth. It can keep us from really being who we truly are meant to be, because we are so scared. There's this book called An Unconventional Dialogue with God, or an unconventional, it's by Neil Donald Hirsch, I want to say. And basically the whole concept of it is when we make choices, it's really out of fear or out of love. And those are the only two choices that are based on, is fear or love. And I think when we stop ourselves from taking that leap, we are stopping ourselves from our true potential and our growth and who we were truly meant to be, because we're so scared. We're so timid about what's on the other side.
Oh, it's so true. And, you know, there was a question you asked me going back to your book when you were starting to look for publishers and ask me questions about the author life. You had asked me, well, I'm curious why you're shooting for the traditional route rather than self-publishing route, right? Because self-publishing, I mean, we're not going to get too into it. We can hold another podcast for this. But basically, in short, self-publishing, you have more control, 100% control, 100% of your own rights, and 100% of your own growth. Whereas traditional route, if you were to get a book deal, you give up those rights, you give up a large, large percentage, if not most of it, to somebody else taking care of everything, the finances, control, rights, everything. And I said that I had my reasons. And part of that reason, just one part, is that I have a bigger vision for this book. And that's why I'm shooting for more traditional. I did the self-publishing route before. I know what it all entails. I think it's amazing. But for me this time, the traditional route is because I have a bigger vision for it. Now, is it going to be 100%? That's what's going to happen. I have faith that it is. But if it isn't, I'm okay with that because I have a fallback plan. However, my faith is that I will get a book deal on my second book, my part two, the sequel to Nothing Sexier Than Freedom. But I do know and am ready for, if it's not in the cards, if that's not what, you know, universe or source is saying it's meant for me, then I'm going to do the self-publishing route because I've already done that. But I have faith that this episode is going to be great. And despite our bloopers and despite the internet weaving in and out on us, it's going to be fantastic.
You know what this is? This is a pure example of faith over fear, because so many things have disrupted this particular podcast out of everything. And the whole topic is faith over fear. You know, so it's so crazy that so many different things have happened just in this podcast alone. I don't remember this happening in other podcasts. So the whole idea of faith over fear, I feel like it's you know, something, another enemy, right? Just kind of and putting something out there and trying to like shift our perspective. And it's not. So faith over fear, despite whatever can go our way, it's faith over fear. We just got to focus.
It's such a good reflection of life in general, like just in the small, tiniest form. We're about 40 minutes in. Okay. So 40 minutes of disruption, how you're talking about cutting out internet disruption. I mean, this is a prime example of if you blow those 40 minutes up into a day, a span of a day, what happens throughout our day that disrupts our flow of energy and what we're going for and what our goals are for that day, whether it's, you know, let's just say, for example, the internet going in and out. That can be another word for your mindset messing with you. I'm not worthy. I'm not confident. All those quotations, bad words that you say to yourself, the self-doubt, the comparison, that is your internet. Ooh, girl, this is getting spicy. That is your internet inside your head, disrupting your flow of energy and being in alignment with the frequency to attract what you want to attract into your life. Ooh, mic drop.
Exactly. This is pure example of how in a day, this is just 40 minutes, how in a day that you can get all these thoughts that come into your head, these disruptions, right? Which is what we've been having this whole entire time, disruptions. You and I could have easily said, you know what? Screw it. We're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to continue on. That was good. We'll leave it at that, right? No, we kept going on and on. And even though that there were so many bloopers with my green screen, bloopers with, our microphone, there was so many, there were so many things. And I think that's such a telling thing about being an author, about being an entrepreneur, about just life in general. We are going to get disruptions. We are going to get all these, like, what is your choice? What are you going to do?
Yes. Yes. What are you going to do? Are you going to make your faith stronger than your fear? Or are you going to allow fear to hold you back and stay stuck in the biggest risks of your life? Boom.
Boom, boom. So I have a story. I have a story about the whole author. Okay. This whole journey about being an author. There was a point, okay, between me making that decision to me finding a publisher. There was a point where I was overwhelmed, and I was overwhelmed because there were so many choices. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? You know, because there's too many. And then of course I'm taking that class, children's books mastermind class. And even that, like, they have like resources of websites to go to and things like that. And honestly, I could have been like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's too much. There's too much going on, and, you know, too many choices, you know, I don't know which direction. And then even the whole story that I created in the beginning, I'm like, oh, I'm good with the story. This is great. And I really liked it. I love that I included like Hawaiian words in there, Hawaiian like flowers. It was great. I'm like, this is it. And then I took that class and it was like, no, I'm doing it all wrong. So I had to revamp my story. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? So I still had those moments of doubt. I had those moments of, it's fear in terms of like fear of like, there's too many choices, fear of like, I don't know if I'm going to make the right choice. That was the fear. And I just did it anyway. I did it anyway. Cause I think the idea of faith, right? Faith is, it's not being there. So seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. That's not faith, but believing is seeing. And so when you believe something and you believe something to be evident, you believe that it's going to come true, then that's the whole idea of faith. Because for some, it's like seeing is believing. When you do the seeing is believing, then you're not going to step out of that fear. because you're expecting to see something right away. And that's not how it works. Faith is overriding that. Faith is believing in something and not, it's not there.
I like, one of the things I started to do back in the day to change my mindset to make it work for me instead of against me with the whole fear thing was just like how you say you get in a relationship with your friends, you get in a relationship with yourself, you get in a relationship with, you know, your partner. I started saying, what if I get in a relationship with discipline? What if I get in a relationship with trust? What if I get in a relationship with faith? If you start getting in these relationships, what do you do when you're in a relationship? You learn about the person. You learn what they like. You learn what they dislike. You learn what triggers them. You want to, the goal of relationship is to have something good, a value, an equal trait. Well, it's the same thing with faith, with freedom, with trust. The reason I believe I'm in a really healthy and happy relationship right now is because I chose before I met Rob to get in a relationship with trust, which I'd never had before. I chose to get in a relationship with the idea of commitment, which I was in fear of commitment. And all of those things reflected the outcome of my life. The results were not good when I was not in a healthy relationship with trust or commitment or integrity. At one point in my life, I never even believed in integrity. And I remember when I let go of faith. I let go of faith because I thought faith was just based on religion and God and what the church wanted my idea of faith to be. And I was really against it. I was very sour towards it because I didn't know that faith in itself is exactly what you just said. It's believing in something you can't see, but you visualize it inside your mind. And it's bigger than what man or woman says it is. It's bigger. It's bigger than all of us. And then I was like, I'm going to get in relationship with this and learn about it myself, learn about what it is to me. And I'm telling y'all, there's so many great things out there, but even though I'm saying all these great things that pertain to other parts of my life, it's still an active process. You don't just say, oh, I got what I wanted and now I'm done. No, it's continually. I am continually having to fight and struggle, and I'm continually drowned by my own fears. And that's why a relationship with faith is something that is, it's a forever deal. It's a forever deal.
You know what it is? Because you and I both like to work out, and we cannot gain any muscles. We cannot see any progress if we don't go into the gym or work out, you know, at home, do something, right? Constantly have to eat the right foods, right? Work out, run, do cardio, have a, you know, drink water. There's all sorts of like elements that happen when we're working out to get us to the shape that we want us to be. And it's much like that relationship that you were talking about, with relationship with trust, relationship with faith, is that it takes work. It's not just something that like it's going to happen like this, but it takes intentionality in being with that particular entity, right? So like trust or like faith, right? And for me, I'm constantly reading the Bible. I'm constantly in devotion. I'm constantly like feeding myself. It's back to that grandpa and grandson story, is that which one do you feed? You know, that's the one that I feed because I want to cultivate it. I want to grow it. I think it's detrimental to someone when you are just stuck. You are stuck. I say that with such love. Okay, so readers, listeners, I say it with love. You are bigger and stronger and have much more potential than you truly believe in yourself at this moment. I believe that if you let go of whatever is in fear, whatever is surrounding you, this wall that's surrounding you, and you let go of that wall, magical things can happen once you get out of that wall. I think that's the one thing about belief, right? I've seen this everywhere. Believe in yourself, right? Believe in yourself. And it's such a like cheesy thing to say, like believe in yourself. Like, yeah, you know, but really, truly believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe that there is something bigger something bigger out there that even the scientists cannot explain, right? Scientists cannot explain God. And I think they've tried multiple times to explain it. You cannot. And that's the same thing about faith. You just cannot explain faith, but you have to believe it in order to see it. And it's the whole idea of manifesting too, right? I mean, I've watched The Secret, haven't read it, but I've watched The Secret. And the whole idea is believing something, it's there. How you're going to get there, we don't know. And that's the whole idea of faith, is that you just have to believe it. You believe it, believe it, believe it. So, okay, for example, I came here to Hawaii and I believed that I was going to come here. Didn't know how I was going to make it here, but I believed it. That's 24 years ago. And here I am, you know. So I'm an example of, you know, faith over fear. I had no idea that I was going to be here. So
I think what's interesting is that we limit ourselves and we think poorly of ourselves. And I say this in a very loving way, like how you said, you know, if you really look at it, God, the universe, source, whatever you want to call this bigger entity, bigger spirit, like you said, science can't explain it, okay? I believe speaks to us all. And these terminologies, these words of like the word manifesting, the word frequency, the word faith, the word belief, these words, there's so many thousands of translations for all these words, not just in English, but in other languages. And I think that I'll use God, source, is trying to talk to us, because the universe wants to see us succeed. It wants to see us in our best and truest form, right? And I believe that's why there's signs given to us. And signs are like what you said, you felt it in your gut. You felt this intuition, going back to your book, that your publisher that had like a bee as an icon or something. And there was like, oh my gosh, this is a sign. This is the universe saying, hey, follow the breadcrumbs I'm leaving on the ground for you, so that way you can have what you want. But you have to have faith that I'm showing you the direction you need to go to get to what you want. You got to have faith, and you've got to pick up those crumbs. And the signs are all around us. But if you are clouded by being stuck, being in your head, overthinking, self-doubt, comparison, we all don't realize how big comparison locks us in our own jails. And we think it's just us being stuck or us overthinking. That a lot of that is comparison. And I don't think people talk about it enough. We are comparing, even subconsciously comparing ourselves. And that's where the overthinking and the self-doubt comes from, because we're comparing, but we don't realize we're comparing it. Because a lot of us don't want to admit we're comparing, because oftentimes we don't realize we are. But yeah.
So I'm going to touch on the comparing, because I think comparing is the thief of joy. It's a thief of joy, because we are seeing what other people have or what other people do. And, you know, and that is what inhibits us or prohibits us from growth and from seeing the blessings that we actually truly have in it of it ourselves, because we're looking at elsewhere. We're looking elsewhere for, you know, for happiness, or we're looking elsewhere for, you know, we want to be this thing, or we want to have that car that person has, or that house that person has, or whatever. And it's like, you know what? What we have here is already a blessing, and we don't see it because we're seeing something else. So comparison is a thief of joy. But I wanted to share the other thing that you mentioned about the signs. So the signs, when I talk to my publisher, I ask God, I say, God, I need a sign. So I need a sign to make sure that this is the right decision, because there are so many choices and options out there. It's really hard to make like the decision to which one to go to, right? Anyway, I went to Costco. So after I talked to her, I went to Costco And I swear, my mom was looking at this one particular thing. Okay, there was this one box. It was a mini waffle maker. Okay, so she saw that a couple days prior to me going back to Costco. I looked back at that box, and that box had a bee on it. It had like the waffle maker is a bee. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I had gone to the Croc Center. So Croc Center, my daughter wanted to go swimming. Yes, we are swimming here in Hawaii. It's winter time, but we are swimming. I'm very, very thankful that we can do that. So we're swimming, and she's like, I want a snack. I'm like, okay. And I got the tuna. Girl, I've gotten this tuna many times before. Not once did I see the word bumblebee across this tuna. So I had two different signs that day that pointed me to this is the right path. These are the breadcrumbs that you were talking about, the breadcrumbs that is leading me to where I'm supposed to be. The other thing, so I don't say universe, and I'm going to say this, right? This is totally up to you. This is my opinion. I don't say universe. And the reason why I don't say universe is because God is actually bigger than the universe. And so that's why I don't actually say universe. And that's okay if you do. But for me, I know that God is so much bigger than he's the one who created the universe. And so that's why I'm like, I just say God. So that's a whole believing, right? Believing is seeing. And for us, especially as entrepreneurs, when we're in business, we have to believe that this is going to work. Believe, believe, believe that this is going to work. And it's amazing what that energy does when you believe that something is going to work and you believe that this is it. It just happens. And I don't know how, but it just happens magically. But I love this idea of faith over fear. And it really does take like kind of working out, right? It takes that working out. It takes that being in relationship with the whole idea of faith and letting go of that fear. It's hard. It's a battle every day.
Yes. Gosh, I feel like this is such a really, it's a hot topic and it's so powerful. It's so powerful. What I love is that there are breadcrumbs. The fact that there is direction for us, and whether we choose to lift up our veil and see that our stuck veil, our comparison veil, like you said, comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the thief of dreams. It's the thief of your everyday joy, your everyday life, your everyday growth. And I know this because I battle a lot with my own. I mean, we all do. I'm very open about it. And how much I battle with certain things that get stuck in my mind and play in loops. And we all are created equal, but however, we're all having different experiences because there's different makeups and different parts of our life and different plans and different parts. I mean, there's so many ways in which we're unique and so many ways in which we are all very much alike. However, you can get stuck in this loophole of thinking about that rather than looking at your life, finding gratitude in it, keeping it simple, and a lot of acceptance of who you are, where you are, what is that saying? Do what you can with what you have from where you're at, and keep it more simple, but allow the faith to be bigger. If that makes sense.
I love that quote. And you're basically saying in that quote, you're basically saying that you already have things in place, and whatever those things are, or those skills, or, you know, whatever it is, be okay with it. Be okay with it and do the best you can with what you have. And so I know for me, like, I really want to lose weight. Like I want to lose that 20 extra pounds, you know, I just want to lose it. But then I step back and I look at myself and I'm like, I am happy with who I am. I am happy where I am. If I lose the 20 pounds, I lose it. If I don't, I don't. And I think Sherette and I were talking about that the other day, and I was saying, it would be great to lose it. But at the same time, I'm happy in my skin. I look at my skin and I think, like, Because before I used to compare myself with myself. Okay. I was comparing my body when I was 20 years old. And I'm like, oh man, I miss that body. I want to get that back to that body. And that was my whole mindset. My whole thinking was, I want to get back to that body. But then I look at my body and I'm like, well, this body actually has overcome a lot. This is a warrior body because I gave birth. I had two kids. Well, I should have more. I had four kids in here, right? And then I had, you know, there's stress. There's like all the workouts that I did, all the whatever, right? There's my body tells a story. And it's a her story, right? It's a her story, history, right? And I'm okay with it. And I think I've come to that conclusion that yes, I'm working out. Yes, I'm eating healthy, but it's not for the idea of looking skinny. It's more of the idea of I want my life to be long and healthy. So longevity, I'm thinking about longevity. I'm thinking about when I'm a grandma, I want to still be able to run. I want to still be able to chase my little grandkids around. So that's my mind frame is where I'm at now. But it took me like several different steps to get to like where I'm at, you know, and really absorbing and enjoying where I'm at, you know, and that's the whole like comparison. It's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. I still compare myself. Okay. I still compare
myself.
Well,
what you just said, when you said the grandma part, like I still see myself as a grandma. I don't know if those were the exact words you just said, but it sounded like that to me. When you say anything like that, when you speak into the future now, when you're saying, I see myself as a grandma, I see myself getting fit, I see myself being just healthy, even if I don't want to lose weight and I like who I am, but you're speaking of yourself in any type of future form, that's attached to faith. That's already attached to faith. And I think that we separate faith, again, putting faith into a box, we separate faith. But faith is actually in play and existence right now, as I speak, as I sit here right now. And going back to the body is, like you said, her story. I love that you said that. It's gone through so much. It tells the story. Every cell is its own living being inside your body. It has a beginning and an end. And it's working as a unity for you to get to manifest everything you want in this life. And again, it's also embedded with faith. It came from faith. Like what you're talking about, God, the God creating the universe. You know, I don't believe God is a he or she, but that's why I like to say universe. But I love, again, going back to the terminologies, it doesn't matter what terminology. Well, okay, it does actually. It does matter what terminology. I'm going to say it does because I took a whole like book on that and I was like, oh, that makes sense. But anyways, to some people, it's whatever you have, whatever terminology you use and you give it meaning, you give it power. Okay. Let me just say that to sum that part of this podcast up. Whatever you say, you give it meaning and that within itself gives it power. So with that, be careful how you use faith, be careful how you use fear, be careful what attachment of terminology and meaning you give to it, because it can work against you. Even the word faith can work against you if you don't give it the meaning that it deserves, which it deserves, a very powerful, a very humbling. I hold it to very high esteem because it was given to us by God. It was given to us by Source. It was given to us by whoever you hold in that higher power. It was given to us is a very beautiful gift. And that's just my belief on it. Again, my faith on it. But I do know that words are very powerful.
Which is why we're authors. And so being an author, because we're going back to that, I didn't realize how important words and the way that you put the words in a sentence. How vital that is. I think now that I'm in the author's realm, words have meaning. Words have meaning. And the way that you put them, it's kind of like baking, right? Like when you bake a cake, there's ingredients that you need to put first before you put the other thing, right? There is a sequence. And for our topic in this case, right? It's really the sequence is faith over fear. And that, that is our sequence. But with that sense, could I do have to jump off to another meeting?
Oh my God. I love that ending. It is a sequence. Put faith over fear. Make your faith stronger than your fear. You can do it. If we can do it, you can do it. We're with you on this journey, everybody. All right, January, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Facebook, VIP Finance Builders. Also on Instagram, the same one, VIP Finance Builders. Or LinkedIn, January Liddell. Or friend me, January Liddell. I'm open to friendships. I'm open to meeting people. This is a, you know, this is a huge, big world, and I can learn from so many people. So, Helen, where can we find you?
Yes, definitely one of my favorite topics for today. You know, this is going to be another topic in the future for sure. All right, you can find me, Hell of a Journey, on Instagram, Hell of a Journey 1 on TikTok. You can get my book, Nothing Sexier Than Freedom, available on Amazon, Audible. And yeah, go ahead and find us on Sexy Freedom Media. If you search us on Google, you'll find everything. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, please share and subscribe. Ahie, thank you. Muchas gracias.
Aloha.
Want to hear more?
Visit us at sexyfreedommedia.com.